Ukraine security issue.
On April 28th, the 64th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the situation in the southern regions continued to aggravate as Russian forces increased the number and intensity of artillery and missile strikes on towns and villages in the Kherson region and stepped up efforts to advance towards Mykolaiv and Kryvyi Rih. The city of Zaporizhia suffered yet another missile strike. As a result, an unspecified number of private houses were severely damaged, and civilians, including a child, were injured. Concurrently, Russian troops stepped up their offensive along the eastern front line. 11 artillery strikes on residential areas were recorded in the Kharkiv region. At least one civilian was reported to have been killed and 8 injured. There is not a single house left undamaged in the Luhansk region. The civilians have no electricity, water or gas, as all the substations are destroyed and all the pipelines are broken, and they only survive at the expense of humanitarian aid. However, deliveries are complicated and in some areas impossible, according to Serhiy Hajdai, head of the Luhansk Region Military Administration. It's getting worse each day. In some localities of some cities, we manage to supply electric power. But the general situation is horrible. The power substations are completely destroyed. There are only 2 hospitals left, in Lysychansk and Severodonetsk. There is nowhere else to get medical aid, unfortunately. Doctors only try to stabilize critical patients, and then we transfer them to Dnipro, said Serhiy Hajdai. The Russians keep on shelling and bombing the Azovstal steel plant, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, and the last relatively safe shelter for hundreds of civilians. According to Captain Svetoslav Palamar, deputy commander of the Azov regiment, there were as many as 50 airstrikes on the plant between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. In his video address, he said that the plant was hit by missiles and phosphorus bombs. Last night we had a colossal number of airstrikes. They dropped phosphorus bombs. They launched missiles. They fired heavy artillery and every weapon those barbarians can use against humanity. We hear and understand your call, hold out. But there is one question, how much longer? I ask the world for resolve. You must acknowledge, without delay or hesitation, that this war is not for territory. This is genocide. This is extermination of the Ukrainian people, who are bearing the brunt of this onslaught. We must and will withstand for the sake of our children, for the sake of your children. I call on the political and military leadership for resolute and immediate action to de-block Mariupol or evacuate its residents. Today, I don't say Mariupol is Ukraine, I say Ukraine is Mariupol, said Captain Svetoslav Palamar. UN coordinator in Ukraine, Osnat Lubrani, has left for Zaporizhia to organize evacuation from Mariupol, despite the absence of agreements with the Russian side on safe humanitarian corridors. Lubrani said that she was going to Zaporizhia to help arrange for a possible evacuation at the request of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Thursday. After Guterres met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Tuesday, UN officials said that Putin had allegedly agreed to the evacuation of civilians from the Azovstal steel plant with UN and Red Cross mediation. However, there has been no confirmation from the Kremlin. The Ukrainian military intelligence reports that the Russian invaders are organizing a so-called press tour of Mariupol for Kremlin media and, very desirably, some international media. According to Mykhailo Podolyak, advisor to the Ukrainian president's office head, a scenery is being prepared for a post-show where trained and instructed people are supposed to accuse the Ukrainian military of crimes against their own people. They are going to set up a press tour for at least a handful of international correspondents that they can find in Russia. They are going to bring them to Mariupol, where they would show them that the city was destroyed and its residents were killed by Ukrainians. This is going to be another fake story of theirs in their own style. After we liberate Mariupol, the truth will be revealed about thousands of people killed there, about common graves, about thousands who have gone missing. After the Bucha massacre, they want to show Mariupol as an example of atrocities committed by Ukrainians, said Mykhailo Podolyak. The list of documented war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine is growing longer every day. Ukrainian prosecutors have taken criminal action in more than 8,000 cases on counts of rape, torture, murder, and other crimes against civilians. There is plenty of documented evidence of rape of women, as well as little and teenage girls and boys, men and elderly people. Meanwhile, Russian invaders continue to loot private houses, stores, offices, and museums wherever they set foot. In particular, they have looted a museum in Melitopol, Zaporizhia region, and taken away gold Scythian artifacts dated the 4th century BC, which Ukrainian archaeologists found in an ancient mound near the city.